Did you get the name of the song? Wheels going round and round. You know, been talking about getting there on time. Well, trains need to get there on time. And that's why, actually, I gave you a clue as to the name of the song when I mentioned Love Train, Train, Train by the OJs. This one by the Doobie Brothers is Long Train Running. You would have thought that it's Without Love, right? Since they kept singing that over and over and over from the beginning of the song almost. No, the name of the song is Long Train Running. Yes, indeed. All right. So assess, we're assessing, assessing, assessing. You know, we look back to see how we have been doing. And as I've mentioned in the past, we want to be thorough. And when I say thorough this time, I mean, we're trying to be as aware as we can about what we have done well. As a matter of fact, even being aware of what we've done very well. Because some things we just do better than others, even though we may do a number of things well. What have we done very well? What have we done well? What have we done just kind of mediocre? Just okay. What have we done that was not good at all? I mean, the quality of it was just, no. What have we actually done poorly? Look at all of that. That's a much better way to grow than looking only at what we've done well or only at what we've done poorly. No, look at all of it. And you think about it. That's the way we are trained. That's the way we grow up. I mean, we're in school, right? We're at the point where we're getting grades. We're receiving report cards that have grades. And those grades reflect in each class what we've done in each class. And it's not just a summary of only the classes where we didn't do well. Not a summary of only the classes where we did do well. It is a summary of how we've done, period. We may have done badly in all of our classes. That's not cool, but hey, we may have done badly in all of our classes. We may have done badly in half of them and okay in the other half. We may have done very well in all of our classes, all A's. The report card is reflecting how we've done. Maybe out of seven courses, we have three A's, two B's, two C's. Maybe we have four A's, two C's. This isn't cool, but one D. The grades are just helping us get a bird's eye view of how we have done overall. And that's the way we want to evaluate our leadership, you know, our life in general. And since we're focusing on leadership now, leadership in particular. So here we go. One of the ways that we can position ourselves to become better leaders is to grow in emotional maturity. Grow in emotional maturity. If we ignore our emotions and responses to various situations, seeing them as irrelevant, we'll actually miss the chance to grow in maturity and Christ-likeness. You can consider these steps to help nurture the right kind of emotional crop. Consider ourselves to be developing emotional crops. Got to sow into it. We want that crop to be a beautiful harvest. So, one thing we can do in order to grow in emotional maturity is to assign a sentry at the door. We're urged, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. according to Proverbs 4:23. The Hebrew word for guard means to keep watch, to be diligent, and to protect. To grow emotionally, we need to be open to what God wants to do in our lives and cautious about other sources for how to feel and what to value. We know that emotions are part of our makeup. We all have emotions. It is part of being a creature. So one of the worst things that we can do is try to ignore our feelings. No, acknowledge the feelings and then label what we feel. Label our feelings. Am I feeling anguished? Am I feeling distressed? Am I angry? Am I sad? Am I hurt? Interestingly enough, there are a lot of people who are not in touch with their pain when they're hurting. You notice I said a lot of people. A lot of folks make the mistake of thinking only males are disconnected with the reality of the experience of pain, emotional pain. Not so. Males and females, there are many males and females who are unaware of the fact that they're hurting when they're in pain, emotional pain. We pick up on it real quick when physical pain is part of the equation. But when emotional pain is part of the equation, even a significant part of the equation, we often miss it. We need to be aware of our emotions, our feelings, and try to accurately label them. Why? Because by accurately labeling them, we're in a place where we are able to do something about it because of that added knowledge. Oh, this is what I'm dealing with. What's really happening is I'm sad. I've been saddened by the fact that such and such an event has occurred. Okay, so now I know I need to deal with sadness. Sometimes we might think that we're dealing with our own anger when it may be sadness. Very often, we're dealing with anger when pain is the root feeling that we need to deal with. So, guard our hearts, acknowledge and label our feelings. One more thing that I want to share with you with regards to dealing with our emotions, dealing with emotions in general. Be aware of other people's emotions. That's right. Not just ours, but other people's as well. If we're paying attention, hopefully correctly picking up on cues by checking out facial expressions and other body language, we may be able to get an idea of what a person is experiencing, listening to their voice. What do we hear coming through their voice? Do we hear anguish? Be aware of other people's emotions and assist as you can. When we come back, we're going to switch away from leadership. There's something else I want us to close this Power Friday with. I mentioned it earlier. The power of the act of forgiving.